Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rich Tillery. We're live on top of the FAA Production Studios here at the FAST Team National Resource Center in beautiful Lakeland Linder Airport, home of Sun and Fun 2009. And now, I'd like to bring out another guest. He's up on the roof with us here. He's taking time out of his busy schedule, and he's one of the America's elite. I say that because there's not very many of the guys that do this thing, and it's a special hand selection. And I'm talking about one of the Golden Knights. I'm joined now by Staff Sergeant Noah Watts. Sergeant Watts, welcome.
Thank you very much, Rich.
Welcome to the FAA Production Studio, and welcome to Sun and Fun. Now, there's a lot of people out here that are going to be watching the Golden Knights today. Are you guys jumping today?
Actually, we're jumping Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, okay, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but they're going to come out and watch you guys do this thing. Let's talk a little bit about you, and then we're going to talk about how you got to where you're at, and then we'll talk about your team.
Wonderful.
And some of the show, okay? So you're a staff sergeant, and you've been in the military for how long?
The Army.
In the Army.
Okay, I've been in the Army for, let me see here, 1 year, 3 months, 25 days.
Now, most people out there that are military-oriented or served time in the military would think that's impossible to go from zero to an E6 position in that short period of time.
It is pretty impossible, yes.
So how did you get to be a staff sergeant in the Army so quickly?
I'm a former Marine of 11 and a half years.
11 and a half years as a Marine, and a year in the Army puts you at 12 and a half years?
About that, yes, sir.
And so now, as far as your Marine Corps service, did you serve time overseas?
I did.
Did you serve time during the conflicts?
When 9/11 happened, I was on a ship on 9/18.
Wow. So you've been serving our country for 12 and a half years.
Proud.
In times of conflict, that's amazing. And a lot of these guys out there, I mean, I want to thank you for your service to our country and all the guys that are out there with the Golden Knights that are like yourself that have gone over there. And even if they're back in the States, you know, as a tight-knit group, we appreciate everybody. Every American out there appreciates everything that you guys are doing.
Well, thank you very much. If anything, and I'll probably say it again because it's just we are very thankful for the continued support that we get from not only the American public, but even the last couple days that I've been here in Lakeland, Florida, the hospitality, the people here, it's a wonderful community, it's a wonderful place, and I just want to thank everyone here for the support that we've been given to come here in the fly-in, and all the support that they give American soldiers all over the world fighting for this great nation.
Well, that's great, Sergeant Watts. Now, let's look at some of the stuff you have on your name tag there. The one on the right-hand side over here is the, what do they call that?
It's a combatant dive bell, or a scuba bubble.
Scuba bubble? So you were trained in underwater blowing stuff up, or
that's a different course. There are basically a couple of different classifications of diving through the military. There's tech diving, there's salvage diving. The U.S. Navy has some of the best salvage divers. There's combatant diving, which is basically a salvage diver will go down with a wrench. We go down with a gun type thing.
Oh, wow.
So it's just a means of insertion to an actual point, so to speak,
okay.
Or a mission. And then, of course, there's what you were talking about with explosives. They have EOD, or the Explosives Ordnance Disposal Unit, that there's some of them are dive qualified, and they will go down to either mainly to, like, if there was a suspicion of a bomb that was placed on the hull of a ship, they would go down there and take care of that.
Okay. Now, you also jump out of airplanes.
I do.
I jumped out of airplanes. I got a paratrooper tattoo from Poison John down on Bragg Boulevard.
Very proudly, I'm sure.
A little painful. Back in those days, they used a hot nail. Okay, I'm kidding. But and you also, in the other wings, of course, to the far left over there are free fall wings.
Yes, military free fall.
How long have you been jumping, Sergeant Watts?
I've been jumping static line or basic airborne school since 2000. I went through military free fall, which deals with HALO and HAHO, or high altitude low opening, or high altitude high opening. And I went through that course in 2007. So I've been on the skydiving or free fall side of the house since September, civilian wise, since September of 06, military 07.
So you, and you're pretty good at this, I take it.
It's, you know, anyone can do it. I've taken my mom on six tandems, really. Just step out. Gravity takes care of the rest. So, I mean, in that sense, you know, I'm the best at falling at gravity. But for the most part, we're proud at what we do. The Army is the safest at parachuting when it comes to demonstrations and things. The Army and the military in general, we take high pride in our safety records. We take high pride in our training and the things that we go through to be ready for any situation.
Now, these guys that are working with you, now you're not the only guy that's going to come out of the plane during the show, right?
I am not.
So you're out here representing a team of these guys, and they are elitist. Correct me if I'm wrong, but how many applications do you get, you know, at your organization for the Golden Knights that want to be like you?
Each year, actually, we hold an assessment and selection program every year around September, and it's held for 6 to 8 weeks, and that's instructor discretion as to when they want to terminate the tryouts. And we'll get anywhere between probably around 15 to 50 applicants every year.
And now the selection process, I mean, as far as the interview goes, how many are going to get selected, do you think?
There's no given number. This is my second year on the team. So when I went through tryouts, four of us made it. This year, or this past year's tryouts, 12 people made it, and 24 had come in for the selection. My year, there was 13 that came in for the selection, and four of us did make it.
Now, is it a normal tour of duty to do this? I mean, are you going to go back to wearing a helmet again?
I could, yes. It's a normal tour. I'll start with the selection process. You turn in a packet, and if you're selected, obviously we get selected by our military careers, by places that we've been, by the recommendations. And on the civilian side, we like to have at least 150 free fall parachute jumps. We will take a little bit less if it's military free fall, because with some things, the less you know, the more teachable you are, because you don't have to break any bad habits.
Exactly.
Once that's done, during the selection process itself, you're training every day with different jumps, how we do maneuvers, narrations, memorizations, and of course public speaking and everything else. Once that's done, we've turned away Olympic skydivers, world-class skydivers, because of a teamwork ethic. So it's not just your parachuting skills, it's a soldiering ability.
It's all or none.
It's all or none. We're on the road anywhere from 240 to 270 days out of the year, so
wow,
you might be the best skydiver in the world, but if you can't get along and play nice with others, then maybe it's not necessarily a job for you.
Yeah.
So once you make the team, your first year is a probationary period, and you have a four-year term. Once your 4 years is up, you can go back to the Army's needs, or you can request to stay a little bit longer. We have some people. There was a National Guardsman. His name was Sergeant First Class Pete White, very highly respected demonstrator and highly respected soldier. He's been on the team before, and then he went away and deployed for a year, came back to the team for a couple of years, and this year he's going back to deploy in Iraq. So he's a very well-respected person.
Wow.
And that happens too. Once a Golden Knight, always a Golden Knight, unless you were, of course, leave on bad terms, which that rarely ever happens.
Right.
You can always come back. So
once you're wearing that flight suit, you're there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So for at least the 4 years, if you're in a team leader billet or a billet of leadership, then it can be an 8-year tour. And if you're on one of the specialty teams, you can stay there indefinitely.
Wow. Now, how many people are on your team right now?
Right now, on the black demonstration team, because on the demonstration section, there's two teams. There's a black team and a gold team. There is no real difference between the two besides the colors, and we promote the Army's colors, black and gold. So if I was to say if there was any difference, it'd basically just depend on which team I was on, and I'd just say that's the better looking team. But other than that, there's no differences. It
got
just allows
to plug
us.
Myself.
You have to. we'll split us up so that way we can do more venues throughout the year. And on the black demonstration team, currently right now, there are 12 team members. On the Golden Knights as a whole, we have about 112.
Yeah. Now, you said you're on the road on about 288 days a year?
About 240 to 270 days out of the year.
So, but you don't just do air shows?
No, actually, we do air shows. And sometimes when we go on the road, it's not necessarily a jump. We'll go and do public speaking at high schools. We'll go to hospitals. Things like that, and just talk to the American public. We'll do we'll help out with fundraisers and things, nonprofit, of course. We'll jump into NASCAR races or football games, baseball games.
Just a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. We love jumping into high schools, different things like that. So it's a good thing. Every year, the Army 10-miler that happens up in Washington, D.C., we jump into that. And a lot of our jumpers that will actually jump in, take off their jumpsuit, put on a pair of tennis shoes, and they'll run the race.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Of course, now you guys are part of what unit? I mean, what master unit? I know you're the parachute team, but are you guys assigned to any specific unit?
Sessions Command.
And where are they out of?
They're out of Fort Bragg as well.
Out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
And D.C.
Now, back when I was at Fort Bragg, they did a lot of PT, a lot of exercise, a lot of running.
Right? I see that a lot.
Now, what type of physical shape do you – I mean, you guys must have a personal goal as far as being in shape, because every one
we
of you
do.
Guys, when I see you up close, you guys look fantastic.
We do. Part of the interview, so to speak, or the assessment selection program is not just your military record, it's your looks as well. It's your ability to, it's kind of big boy, big girl rules. So we have both male and female demonstrators and competitors. So we have a different kind of a schedule. We're gone most weekends and pretty much every holiday for wonderful things like this weekend. So it's not that we will do a lot of organized physical fitness training, but more on your own. You know, to be part of the team, you can't just be someone that has to be babysat all the time. We look at, you know, how professional are they, how mature are they, and things like that to be able to know that we can give a task to someone, myself included, and we can walk away from it knowing that task will be completed, whether it's your own personal physical fitness, getting something done in advance for someone, or a radio station, anything. You say it to be done, and it can be done.
Now, the ratio of guys to girls on the team, is there?
The ratio of guys to girls, necessarily, I couldn't really off the top of my head give you a ratio, but I could actually give you a number. We have about 12 females on the team.
Okay, good. So it's a pretty hodgepodge. Let's talk a little bit about your the aircraft that you guys are coming out of. Do you use a different plane every single time, or is there a specific plane that you guys use?
For the most part, the demonstrators, we do most of our demonstrations out of a C-31 troop ship aircraft. The civilian version is the F-27 Friendship. So it's a medium-range twin turboprop cargo plane that's been modified for jump use. It has two large doors in the rear that can be opened during flight, and is pressurized for comfort for various travels from Fort Bragg to various places throughout the country. We also have two de Havilland Twin Otters, and for the most part, the competition teams and the tandem section uses those. If at any time a jump, like a local jump or anything that doesn't involve a cross-country flight, a demonstration can be done out of the Otter. And then, of course, if something was to happen maintenance-wise during a show, we could jump out of C-17, C-31s. I'm sorry, we have a C-31, a C-130, C-17s. As a matter of fact, during the air show this weekend, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 2 o'clock to start off the air show, we'll be jumping out of Freddie Cabanas's pits. Aircraft that he has,
and
that's a wonderful opportunity. A narrator, or not a narrator, but a flag jumper will jump out. Mr. Cabanas will circle him on the way down, and we'll pull out our nation's colors. We have a wonderful live anthem being sung by someone that is just a beautiful singer, and we'll land feet touching the ground on the last note, and that'll kick off the day.
That's terrific. Well, Sergeant Watts, I appreciate you coming up here and talking with us, and I hope we touched base on everything. And again, I think you guys are totally elite, because I am familiar with the Golden Knights. Have been around for years and years and years. It's just wonderful having you up here. And again, you know, if any message you can take back, everybody here at Sun and Fun, especially all the volunteers that are here at Sun and Fun, appreciate everything that you and the guys in your unit have done, and the guys in your units that you've been assigned to have done, and all the stuff you're going to do in the future. You plan on retiring?
I do. 7 years left. I can't pass that up.
You're a great American.
I thank you very much.
Again, Sergeant, thank you for showing up here.
Again, thank you, and I know necessarily everyone that's here, I don't exactly know how far this reaches. I'm sure it's not necessarily going to reach Alaska.
Right now, we're streaming over the internet, and we're also on the radio.
Well, you know what? Then for everyone that can see, if you're local, please come out. It's a wonderful place, not just for to watch us jump, but there are many, many acts, many venues out here. There's a lot of educational opportunities for flying and different opportunities for anyone of all ages. Everyone here, the hospitality is wonderful. And again, I want to thank everyone for just the support and to the American public for all their support.
You guys have a website?
I'm sorry?
You guys have a website?
You could go to www.army.com, and you could also just Google the Golden Knights.
Google the Golden Knights or go to www.army.com. That's great. And again, Sergeant Watts, appreciate you coming up, buddy.
Thank you very much, sir.
And guys, I'm Rich Tillery. We're up here at the FA Production Studios on top of the Fast Team National Resource Center here at Beautiful Sun and Fun 2009 with Staff Sergeant Noah Watts of the Golden Knights Precision Jump Team. These guys are some of the Army's elite skydivers, and it's been a pleasure having them up here with us.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.